Friday mornings, we talk movies with Stephanie Curtis from Minnesota Public Radio News. And look at that, we are talking Bond. James Bond.
That's right, we are. Spectre opens this weekend. I'm one of those suckers who's been watching the short films. Like, they'll have a short film of Daniel Craig in the Alps where they're shooting a scene. I've been watching stuff from this for the past year. I don't know why. I'm not that big of a Bond fan, but I love
a big Daniel Craig fan?
I'm a little bit of a Daniel Craig fan. Yeah, there is that. But I'm also a fan of the ridiculous locations. Mm-hmm. So even more than the Bond films, I'm like, let's look at where they're going to be. Look at the Austrian mountaintop or Mexico City. I love the locations. So, Spectre. James Bond is back. This is the fourth Daniel Craig movie, and I don't think he's going to make any more. Apparently, he signed up to do five, but he says he doesn't want to do any more.
Okay.
And it seems like it ties up. This movie goes back to all the other Daniel Craig movies, and goes back to Vesper Lynd, his great love. From Casino Royale and some of the old villains, and ties them all together and tries to kind of bring the Daniel Craig plots all together.
Okay.
In this film. So it starts off with Bond. He's lost his beloved M, played by Judi Dench, and he's stuck with Ralph Fiennes as the subpar M. And she sends him from the dead on one last mission. And, you know, so it's a Bond film. It's one last mission. Does it really matter? There are some bad guys. There are a lot of set pieces. There are a couple ladies. And the action sequences, a few of them are mind-bogglingly good. And there are tributes to On Her Majesty's Secret Service. There's a great... did you guys see On Her Majesty's Secret Service? One of my favorite Bond bad guy hideouts ever. And that is a medical clinic in the Alps. I think they were studying allergies, and it's completely staffed by hot 60s, 70s ladies. And so it has a tribute to that, where one of the characters in the movie is working in a clinic in the Alps. And it's fun. But it does get a little tired. It's like over two hours long. There's always one action sequence too many. In Skyfall, I felt like Javier Bardem's escape, where they then are in the subway and there's a subway car and it looks kind of fake. It didn't look that great.
You're like, this is
that
just
was
too
the,
much.
Yeah. And the great thing that Skyfall did was the last action sequence was gonzo. It was just fantastic. The setting in Skyfall and M, and they have booby traps, and it's kind of an old-fashioned ending with a big bomb, with a blowing things up, and we had a big emotional punch. And this one doesn't have that punch. It's not as good as Skyfall, but you know, I think it's a pretty good Bond film, actually.
So we're talking about the new James Bond movie, Spectre, which opens today.
Yep.
And I have a question for someone like me, who I follow when Bond films come out. I like to follow the excitement and like the new song that comes out, and kind of the spectacle of the opening of a new Bond film. I don't necessarily get into watching them, though. So for somebody like me, and I had a friend that said, oh, let's go see Spectre together. Would I enjoy it?
Yeah, I think you would.
Yeah.
You know what? You know why? Because the action sequences there are a lot of them, but they're not too long and overblown. You know what? Don't worry about the plot. Don't try to follow it. Who cares? There's a ring. There's a bad guy. I don't know. You know, don't
Sounds
worry
like
about
an action
it.
Movie to me.
Just, exactly. Yeah. It's just a bunch of stitched together action sequences. Enjoy Daniel Craig's super. He's like the mopiest, moodiest bad boyfriend you've ever had. And enjoy that. I think that you would have fun.
Is it time for a new Bond with Mr. Mopey Bond? Is it time for a new guy?
I think it is. I love Daniel Craig. I think he's a fantastic Bond, and I love Casino Royale and the resetting of Bond that way. But in my heart, I'm a Roger Moore gal.
Oh, I was going to ask, who's your favorite?
Because that's the ones that were on TV that were coming out when I was a kid, and I would love it if they had, you know, if they didn't. I don't need suave right now. I'd like someone who's a little more of a joker, someone really light. I would like someone who comes in to the Bond, and instead of the Daniel Craig, I'm tortured and I'm a machine being manipulated by Judi Dench. Kind of go with the, I seem like a lightweight, I seem like I'm barely there, and then I'm deadly kind of guy. And I don't know who that is. I don't have any big dreams, but I would love it if it kind of went back to some super, I don't need the bad puns, but someone who's lighter than air and fun, you know, to live and let die, that type
that
of feel.
Type of vibe.
You're listening to The Currents Morning Show, our Movie Maven segment. Stephanie Curtis, Minnesota Public Radio News. She tells us about the movie to see or sometimes the movie not to see.
That's right.
For
it's
the
true.
Weekend. But this one, if you're into James Bond movies, it's probably the one to see.
If you want
right?
a big blockbuster yeah. action film, come on, go.
It's called Spectre, the new James Bond movie. Thank you so much, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
We'll see you in a week. So Sam Smith did the song for the new Bond film, and it's called Writings on the Wall. So if you haven't heard it yet, well, here's what it sounds like. 89.3 The Current.
I've been near before.